Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, today we have a very familiar voice to those who have listened to this particular show back when it used to be called Sunscape, once upon a time ago. And Cheryl Gehring is here. She's a chapter president of the local chapter of the Native Plant Society. And well, welcome back to the show, Cheryl.
Well, thank you guys very much, Denise and Norma. I'm glad to be back here and to try to promote this wonderful club or society. I think a lot of people think society means we're a bunch of upper crusts, but we definitely are not.
All right. Well, you're the chapter president of the local chapter of the Native Plant Society. So maybe give us a little bit of background on how this came about here in our region.
Well, you know, I moved here in 1985, and that was really the great time to be a part of the Xeriscape movement that started in Denver. And then really the chapter here didn't really start until 1983. Actually, they just did all the paperwork, and it really started in 1984. Before then, it used to meet over there at the Wilderness Museum. So that's where they used to have their meetings, and they used to also have a newsletter, and they would go around and do hikes. And then we didn't really have a conference, which we're going to be having a conference, which I'd like to discuss later in the show. But their first conference was more of a symposium, mm-hmm. and it was back in the 80s or early 90s, and it was held at the Airport Holiday Inn. So it's been around for a while. So I moved here, and that all started. And so it was sort of nice that I just got here at the right time. Though I was not the president, I was just a member at the time.
And how have you seen the group evolve throughout the years?
Oh, it has evolved. You know, at the time, it was mainly white, and it was mainly people on the west side. Later on, it returned to UTEP, and at that time in the 90s, before we belonged to the Texas Native Plant Society, which we didn't feel really any affiliation for whatsoever. We used to get these great newsletters from Denton, Texas. And as you know, they don't even think we have real mountains here.
Right, exactly.
Real plants either.
Yeah, that's right. They're always amazed by our stark mountains and where's the trees. So we moved to UTEP, and Wynn Anderson at the time had us join the New Mexico State chapter. And we've been with them ever since, and we feel very comfortable with them. And that we have a lot of the same plant material throughout the state. There's one in Silver City and Albuquerque and Taos and Alamogordo, and each of us hold a conference every year, and so it's our turn. And I was very glad when at the Albuquerque conference, I was a little nervous that we'd get five people from the rest of New Mexico because we're like Baja, New Mexico here. But what happened was the Taos branch came to me and they said, "Did you go to our conference?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "We're going to come to yours." And I went, "Oh, thank you." So we're all excited about that. And this, so at UTEP, it kind of stayed the same. It was very scientific. And I think a lot of people didn't feel comfortable going to that. It was very informative. There was not, you know, we also had hikes. But when we moved it to the Garden Center over by Memorial Park, about 5 or 6 years ago, we have had a much more diverse group, a younger group, and I think we're a lot happier with that. We're doing, I feel, more outreach to El Paso and not just the West Side.
It's a great centralized location where a lot of green volunteer groups meet regularly. So it's really nice to have that hub and that anchor in the community as well.
Yeah.
You're talking about the different chapters, and I'm thinking, gosh, those are places where I take day trips or even weekend excursions out there. So I think it's great, and I absolutely love New Mexico. I mean, mm-hmm. especially New Mexico State. Most definitely, I'm really excited about this, and I really feel that some people, especially people that are native to the area, don't really appreciate our native plants. We're always kind of striving to kind of bring in something different, or we kind of overlook the beauty that's in our backyard. So mm-hmm. I think this is a great group to belong to really explore that, because there's so much diversity of our native plants in this area, and it's very easily overlooked if you're just driving through town on I-10.
Oh, I agree. I'm glad you said that, Denise, because a lot of people go to Lowe's and Home Depot and they see all these beautiful, lush things like spruce trees and gardenias. And they don't realize, I think they have it in their brain that the native plant is a yucca in a kidney-shaped brick planter with white rock underneath it, you know, and they don't want that. They don't, but they don't realize that it's just very diverse and colorful. One thing about the Chihuahuan Desert that we're in, as opposed to a lot of us, they always want to lump us in with Phoenix and Tucson, and they're very low and they're very hot, and they can get away with some of the more tropical plants or semi-tropical, but here we're cold in the winter. Right. So, but we can pull plants from higher elevations of Arizona, and then we have our own southern mountains, which is one of the great things about Chihuahuan Desert that we as a chapter are trying to educate people about here in this area, is that Chihuahua Desert isn't just the desert. It's like Cloudcroft. It's like sky islands of mountains that were left behind after the Ice Age receded. And sure, a lot of it is desert, but a lot of it isn't. It's pinyons and junipers. And so we have all kinds of places to go hiking. We have lots of informative and fun speakers, which meet at our it would be great if people could come out. We're every second Thursday of the month. We have kind of a little get-together at 6:30 where we have cookies. We're trying to lure everybody in. Cookies and
cookies
coffee.
Works, yeah.
And it's working. It's working. And then we then have our speaker at 7 to 8. And we always have great and interesting speakers. And the way to find that out is to go on our website. And at the El Paso chapter, you can just go to nativeplantsocietynewmexico.org and then go to the El Paso chapter, and it'll tell you exactly where the speakers are.
And do you have membership dues for people that
yes,
are interested?
Yes, we do, and it's very reasonable. Some of it goes to the state chapter, mm-hmm. but then they reciprocally put back money towards us. And so I would say for a person, regular single person, is $25.
Per year?
Per year.
Wow.
That's it. And then for a family, it's 30, and I think it goes up to, if you want to be a sponsor, I think it's 100.
So one of the biggest perks of membership is reduced rate for your registration fees for your upcoming conference.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you brought about the upcoming conference, because that's going to be really great. It's being held at Canyatillo High. And if you are a member, and that's only $25, you'll get a reduced amount of money, and then we'll make you work there. No, we're just kidding. But you can come and have a lot of fun with us. We promise we won't make you work unless you want to. But it is going to be great. And then it's also, you get to go on different hikes. We used to have a hike every year in Arizona over there in the area called Portal, which is south of Lawrenceburg. And they have the beautiful Chiricahua Mountains there. And sometimes we will even have an overnighter over there for a hike. But we also have we have local hikes. One of the things I'm looking forward to is we have our scientific people who want everything to be, they want those scientific names for plants, and other people could care less about the scientific names for plants. So we decided to combine the two in a photography class. The ones that could care less and would rather just take pictures and have just enjoy the plant for what it is can take the pictures, and then the other crazy botany people can go and be deciphering what is this plant and do a key and do all this stuff to figure out what it is. So we're going to see if those two people actually mix or not, but who knows?
Hey, some people in this room could be those two people, right?
Exactly. I just don't want to affiliate myself with the geeks, but.
So as far as the membership of the Native Plant Society, is it mostly geeks, or is it just like, you know, hey, I want to learn more about native plants and I want to be a part of it?
We do have, I would say, 25% geeks. But we have, what's really great is now we're getting more younger people in, and to be able to part of us. Of course, I call younger like 30, okay, now. But we're getting younger people in that are interested in the plants or just interested in how the heck can I garden here in El Paso. I'm really seeing right now with the great change we're having in El Paso, all these new people are moving in every single day. And I encourage these people, if they come from other parts of the United States and I think you're part of the military organization or whatever, please come to our meetings. You will learn so much on how to actually have beautiful green plants in your yard that bloom. Some are evergreens, but they will live here, and you will have a gorgeous garden if you come and learn how to use native plants and adapted plants here
in
this area.
And you just can't fight it. I mean, it's just that to me, like if I'm looking at the landscape, if I see something that's a cookie cutter, it's boring.
Yeah.
Like I lose interest really quick, you know, but that's the beauty of native plants is that you mix mix in the different textures and the smells and the flower blooms. And wow, I mean, it's so beautiful. You're not going to – I would challenge anyone to see if they could find a replicated landscape anywhere around town using native and adaptive plants, because there's just so much leverage and so much latitude to be able to customize to your liking.
So. And to add icing on top of the cake, we know all the great butterfly plants that will bring butterflies to your yard and hummingbird plants that will bring hummingbirds to your yard. Yeah. And then we also have this great guy in our club that will tell you how to cook at Needham. But I just want to make that everybody out there who's just moved to El Paso, please consider coming to our conference for sure. That's going to be at the end of July, but actually the actual conference dates is August 1st and 2nd. Please come there, and you'll just, if you want to be scientific, we got a lot of scientific track, but if you also just want to have fun and learn how to garden and learn how to eat what you grow as far as native plants, then come. You'll have a great time. And please, if you register before the end of the month of June, you will get a discount as well. And then it goes up a little bit in July, but not much.
And I love the fact that there's so many ways that people can get involved with educating themselves about the Chihuahuan Desert, about native plants, about gardening in El Paso. I mean, the Master Gardeners are one way to do it. The Native Plant Society is another way to do it. And there's no excuse, I think, for people to not want to get involved. If they want to learn more, there are just so many different branches that people can reach out to.
We're kind of, the best kept secret in El Paso sometimes, I think. I think something, like I said, I think something to do with our society name kind of makes people think that we're this learned society of botanists that get together for the Native Plant Society, and it couldn't be farther from the truth.
And you don't go like knocking on people's doors saying, what in the world did you just plant outside your house? You're not supposed to grow that here. You're not the native plant police, are you?
Well, I do that. Sorry, but I don't tell them my name.
Oh, okay.
But I do like try to shame them into. But I only do that, you know. But that, well, not very often. I don't do that. Only when I drink is when it happens.
So, is there drinking involved at these Native Plant Society meetings?
Well, no. But if you would like to join our board. We're the most fun board in all of all the boards. If you'd like to join the Native Plant Board, which we would love for you to come, we meet the Thursday before the first Thursday of the month. We always go to a place that has beer and wonderful Mexican food, and we all get together and we have a great time. And then we actually get some work done, too, on what we want to do with the Native Plant Society. So if you would like to come, please call. Can I give a
number? Absolutely.
Well, you can call me at 915-549-3674 and ask all about where it is or what time. And if you want to join our board, we would just be thrilled for you to do that. And we'll just lure you in with fun and alcohol. And then before you know it, you'll be a member of our board.
So really quickly, remind us when the Native Plant Society will meet.
Okay, well, the Native Plant Society speaker meeting is the second Thursday of the month. We open up the doors at 6:30 with coffee and cookies, and our speaker starts at 7.
On Grant at the El Paso Garden Center.
Correct.
And, of course, the conference that is coming up is August 1st and 2nd, but register ASAP so you can get a great discounted rate.
Lock in your rate.
And you can find more information on the Native Plant Society and of the upcoming conference, npsnm.org. That's Native Plant Society of New Mexico. We want to thank you so much for listening today, and thank you, Cheryl Gehring, chapter president of the local chapter of the Native Plant Society. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.